chapter 24. Like I said, it's kind of funny. Yesterday I got up and started studying and trying to get my mind wrapped around what I was going to preach today and completely forgot about graduation day. I'd already spent a few hours studying another sermon, got a whole nother sermon ready, and the Lord said, well, what you going to preach to them graduates? And I thought, uh-oh. So then I had to go back to the drawing board, Brother Tony. But God knows what he's doing, amen. Amen. Joshua chapter 24, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. I'm going to cut back on some of the verses, Riley. I'm going to start reading in verse 14 and probably just going to read a couple of verses here. Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in serenity, sincerity, and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
God, we love you. We come to you. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing, and I thank you, God, for what you're going to do right now in this service, Lord. God, I ask your hand to be upon these graduates. God, bless them and help them, God. God, I pray, God, you'd help us as we try to preach right now, God, what I cannot do on my own, Lord. I know I need you, God, because, Lord, if I do this on my own, I'll fall on my face. I'll make a mess. But, Lord, if I lift up Jesus today, everything else falls into place, God. God, I pray not only for our graduates right now. God, I pray for each and every one that's here. God, that they would just take heed to the word of God, Lord, and realize, God, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Have your way right now, Lord, and whatever's done, we'll get out of the way and let Jesus get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. These were exciting times for the children of Israel. They have defeated all their enemies. They have claimed the promised land. I thought about it. It's an exciting time for our graduates right now. One graduating high school, the other's college, and they're getting ready for the rest of their life. And I kind of picked on my kids as they were growing up when they got about to this time. I told them I'm going to sing that old Alan Jackson song, "Here in the Real World Now, Jack." Hey, man, it's getting ready to get real, Tanner. You thought baseball practice was hard. Guess what? Boot camp's coming. Tanner's going into the military, going into the Air Force, and we're proud of him. These four are getting ready to go into the workforce. They're getting ready to, things are going to change for them, amen? But the children of Israel, they had hope, they had prosperity, they had blessings, and these folks have got all that. They got the rest of their life to look forward to. They got the hope of the rest of their life to look forward to, and I believe God's going to bless them. And we said something this morning in Sunday school, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. You put God first. You put Jesus first. And watch how God can bless your life.
Amen.
That goes for you too. Amen?
Amen.
If you ain't careful, we want to live for self. We want to put self out front. And it's all about me. And it's all about what I can do and what I can get. Let me tell you something. If you let Jesus be lifted up high and holy in your life, everything else falls into place.
Amen.
Joshua is challenging these people. There's a danger that they're going to face. And basically Joshua tells them, you know, you got to make a choice. You're going to serve the God that they served on the other side of the flood, or you're going to serve the God that got you here?
Amen.
We all got to make a choice. We know from studying the Bible, like David said real good this morning in Sunday school, the children of Israel, if you put them on a graph, they're up high, they're on the mountaintop, they're shouting it out, they're praising God. Oh, God, you're our only God. And in just a few hundred years, they're down in the valley, they've let false gods in, they're trying to live their life like they want to live in. And then they cry out to the Lord, and God brings them back up, amen. And they do good for a while, and I've been listening and going through the genealogies of the kings, and it's amazing to me how many kings after David and Solomon, it said, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. I mean, it don't take a genius to figure out if you'll do what's right, God will bless you.
Amen.
Joshua gave him a challenge, and I'm going to give you a challenge today. It's time to make up your mind who you're going to serve. I'm going to challenge each and every one of us today. It's time to make up your mind who you going to serve. Verse 1 through verse 13, Joshua is giving them a time of contemplation. He wants them to remember where they are and why they're there. It would be good for us to remember where we're at this morning and why we're here. David said this again this morning in Sunday school. Let me tell you something. It ain't about me. I didn't get here because of my merits, Wes. I didn't get here because of how good I am. I got here because of the grace and the mercy and the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Joshua was telling them, he said, there's a time to come. They were contemplating God's power in their life. If you go back and read verse 1 through verse 12, it talks about all the miracles that they had seen and some of the things that they had seen. And I was going to challenge you this morning, what kind of miracles have you foreseen in your life? Think about how good God's been to you in your life. And how good, how you've got here in your life. And I want you to think about that this morning. How good has God been? I want you to contemplate this morning how good God's been to you in your life. I mean, we ought to all be shouting it out right now, because I'm telling you right now, he could have left you out there in sin, but he didn't. He could have let you just go ahead and waller in all that mess that you was in, but he didn't. He sent his only son to die on that cross so that you and I could go to heaven. Glory to God. Hey, contemplate how good God's been to you. Maybe some of you here this morning and you're not where you need to be with God. You ought to think about how good God's been to you and how that God's got you in a place this morning where you can get things right. Joshua is giving them a challenge to contemplate God's power in their life. And then also in verse 1 through 12, he tells them to contemplate God's presence in their life. God had brought them through. God had got them out of the bondage in Egypt. God had brought them through the wilderness. God had brought them through the Red Sea. I'm just telling you right now, folks, somebody tonight right now ought to think about where God's, how many times you were going through the fire, just like they were singing that song, and God was right there with you. How many times you were going through the mess, and God was right there with you. How many times you were going through the Red Sea, and God was right there with you. How many times, I thought about it as I was studying this, I talk about, you know, when I got shot on the road, but Jesus was right there with me. I got in all those car wrecks on the road, and Jesus was right there with me. How many times has he told you, I'll never leave you, I'll never let you? Glory to God, he's never let me down. Amen. Contemplate God's presence in your life. And see, I've known these three since they were little. This young lady come in just in the last few years, and I've grown to love her. But I know where God brought y'all from. And I know how good God's been to you. And all I got to do is look at you and know how good God's been to you. And how God's presence is in your life. Folks, I'm just telling you. Sometimes you need to stop and think. Right. Ronnie, where would you be without him? Amen. Wes, where would you be without him? I'm glad that God's got his power. I'm glad that God's got his presence in my life. But I want you to understand something. He also told him about God's provisions in their life. David kind of picked on Tucker a little bit this morning in Sunday school. And I've said this before. You know, David kind of picked on Tucker. He said, Tucker, was there ever a time in your life that you worried about what you were going to eat at night? Tucker said, no. He said, Tucker, was there ever a time in your life that you worried about where you were going to sleep at night? Tucker said, no. And David said this, that's because he's my son and I was watching over him. And understand something, hey, all daddies will do that, amen. Cole ought not never have to worry about where he's going to sleep at night or whether there's going to be food on the table. And understand something, that is God's provision in our life. And I thought about it. David was talking about how I'm his daddy and I'm provided for him. And I started to reach up and tell Tony, yeah, but David's got a daddy too, glory to God. And his name is Jesus and his name is God the Father. And he said, I got the provisions. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Amen. Put God first and just see how good God can be in your life. That's my challenge to you today. Put God first. Tanner, you're getting ready to face some things in the military. You put God first, and the devil's going to fight, but you put God first and watch what God can do. I challenge you right now. Sometimes if we ain't careful, we think we got to live like the world, act like the world, dress like the world, talk like the world, just so we can fit in with the world. No, I want to be different, glory to God. Because I know God's blessings and God's power and God's provisions have been with me. In verse 14 and 15, there was a time of confrontation. Verse 14 says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." They are confronted by a command. Joshua's command was threefold in this. Now listen, number one, he said to fear the Lord. We need to have a fear and a reverence of God today. If we fear God and we put God first and we fear God like we're supposed to, a lot of other things fall right into place. He said to fear the Lord. Then he said to put away all the other gods. See, what happened was if we kind of get a picture of the children of Israel when they left Egypt, come through the Red Sea, we think everything was all right. No. Somebody said, took just a few days to get them out of Egypt, but it took 40 years to get Egypt out of them. Amen. They brought some of that stuff with them. And if we ain't careful, we bring a lot of our traditions. I was talking with a young man yesterday, and I'm not gonna call no denominations or anything, but he was telling me, he said, my wife grew up in this church, and he said, the church is good. He said, but it's not for me. He said, the preacher told me, basically, said, unless you shave that beard off, you can't go to heaven. I thought, did he not realize that Jesus had a beard? Duh. That's nonsense. Let's stick with what the Bible says. Amen. We need to fear the Lord, and we need to put away all the tradition. Don't worry about what grandmama did. Don't worry about how grandmama and granddaddy did it. Don't worry about what they did at the church you used to go to. Glory to God. We got a King James Bible, and we're going to study it for ourselves, and we're going to live the way this Bible tells us to live. Amen. So we need to fear the Lord and put away those other gods. And then he said to serve the Lord in sincerity. That word serve right there means to fulfill the role of a slave. The word sincerity means wholeheartedly or completely. With integrity. You need to serve God with all your heart. Amen. Amen. With everything you got. Now, I know it's hard sometimes. And I'm going to be honest with you, okay? We got a young man going to preach for us tonight. Hunter Ganey. Plays baseball for Buford. He's going to come in this pulpit and I'd open up a Bible and preach. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Jackie, and I'm just being as honest as I can. I would have been one of them that picked on somebody for bringing their Bible to church. I'd have probably got my teeth knocked in by my daddy if he'd have knew it. But I'd have been in that crowd. You be proud that you're a Christian. Don't you let nobody talk down to you because you're a Christian. You put God first, and you see what God can do. Amen. My mind is going to Bobby Richardson. Bobby Richardson from Sumter, South Carolina. Bobby Richardson was a great baseball player. He played for the New York Yankees back in the late 50s and 60s. And I'm telling you right, he was an upfront Christian. Amen. And God blessed him. And some folks would say he's probably the best second baseman that the Yankees ever had. You put God first, and I'm not talking. I'm going to tell you right now, I can get myself in trouble real quick. I'm not talking about like Patrick Mahomes that claims to be a Christian and is shacked up with a girl. Listen. Didn't get no amens right there, but I'm going to preach it anyhow. You can like it or not. There ain't but one way to do it, and that's the right way to do it, amen. If you're going to serve God and you're going to be sincere, let's do it the right way. You got a lot of folks that claim to be Christian. You got a lot of folks that act like a Christian and look like a Christian, and they'll be a Christian when it suits them. But how about when nobody else is looking? How about when there ain't nobody else watching? That's character, amen. That's when we got to serve the Lord with sincerity and do what we're supposed to do. That's the command that Joshua is giving them. There was a challenge. My challenge to you is this. You listen to what I'm going to say. Will you be a leader? Think about that. Will you be a leader? In whatever field you go in, I know Tanner's going into the Air Force, not sure about these other, some of them going into nursing, not sure about, will you be a leader in your field? And I'm not talking about being the best Air Forceman that you can be. I'm talking about being a Christian leader. Joshua challenges them. He said, you got to make up your mind who you going to serve. He said, but as for me and my house, Joshua already had a made up mind. Amen. Let me tell you something. I didn't have to make up my mind when I got here this morning. I already had a made up mind. I didn't have to make up my mind yesterday. I already had a made up mind. Somebody this morning needs to make up your mind. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to live for Jesus. It don't matter who I upset. It don't matter who gets mad at me. I'm staying with Jesus. He's been way too good for me than I could ever been to myself. He's done more for me than anybody else has. I'm going to stay with him. Amen. That was the challenge. As I thought about it, as I was studying this, you know, we need more people that's got a backbone. Like the three Hebrew children. They put this monument up. They said, when we start playing this music, you're going to bow down and you're going to worship this monument. You're going to worship our God. And the three Hebrew children said, oh, no, we're not. Everybody else, what we don't understand, Tommy, is all those people that were bowing down, those were Jewish people. They had come into captivity just like these three Hebrew boys had. But these three Hebrew boys remembered who God was. They said, we're not going to bow. We're not going to burn. We're not going to be in glory to God. And understand something. And they didn't. Talk about Daniel in the lions den. Y'all know I'm redneck, so I'm trying to preach cultured. What I almost said, Tucker, and I'm getting ready to say it anyhow, these idiots in Babylon got the king to pass this rule. Nobody can pray but pray to our gods. And old Daniel kind of cowered down and was worried about it. No. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 6, Daniel went up there, opened up the window. I want everybody to see. Got down on his knee, and I don't believe he was praying in silence either, glory to God. I believe he was praying as loud as he could pray. He prayed to God. They arrested him, threw him in the lion's den, glory to God. He slept like a baby that night. And I understand, when the king came in and got him out the next day, the king threw the ones in it and made the law, threw them in the lion's den. That's what my God can do for you. When you make up your mind, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. My mind goes to Ruth chapter 1. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God, where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried, and the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part me and thee. Glory to God, she had a made up mind. I'm staying with Jesus. Amen. How many's got a made up mind? Bible says a double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. You can't be a Christian on Sunday and be a heathen on Monday at school. You can't be a Christian on Sunday and Sunday night and live like the world when you go to work. Amen? Amen. Because God sees it all. And then in verse 16 through 28, there was a time of consecration. Verse 16 through 18, the people thought about all the Lord had done, and the people said, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. I made my mind up, we're going to serve the Lord. What's your choice this morning? What's your choice this morning? See, the devil's going to pull us in all kind of ways, and the devil's going to do his best to pull you in all kind of ways. You're going to be tempted with things when you go out into the real world. I mean, Tanner, I think you said, Tanner, you're going to Texas for basic. Is that right? Let me tell you something. You ever been to Texas before? Whole another world out there, buddy. Whole another world. Amen. Mom and daddy ain't going to be there. Preacher and Tucker ain't going to be there. But there's one that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now you think about this. My pastor told me one time, and this was before I started preaching, and I will never forget it. He said, go ahead and make up your mind right now on your convictions. That way, when you're faced with it, you won't have to question it. Amen. I've said this before, when you're in the back seat of a car and the windows is fogged up, it's a little late to start questioning your convictions. Amen. You need to make up your mind right now. Make up your mind right now who you're going to serve. Make up your mind right now how you're going to live your life. Make up your mind right now whether you're going to be the Christian and be the leader and be what God wants you to be or not. Let me ask you a question. If you had to rank God as a priority in your life, where would he rank? I know we got a lot of visitors this morning. If you had to rank God as a priority in your life, where would he rank? You know what that tells you? It tells you who your God is. If God ain't number one, then you're the God. And this one that Joshua was telling them about says, I'll have no other gods before me. You don't accidentally live a Christian life. It's something done on purpose. You're not drafted into the army of God. It's something that you choose to do. So what's your choice this morning? What's your choice this morning? It's time to make up your mind about the Lord. It's time to make up your mind about the Lord, graduates. He's either going to be number one or he's not going to be there at all. That's the way he operates. Thank God for mercy and grace. Amen. And David illustrated this real good in Sunday school this morning. How that if we're not careful, you know, Jesus is right here and we're standing right next to him and something happens and we take a step this way. And, you know, if we ain't careful, something else will happen and we take a step this way. You're still safe and you can see him. But all of a sudden, if you ain't careful, a few years down the road, you way over here and Jesus is so far, you're not even sure you can call out on him. Whereas if I'd have made my mind up and stayed with him the whole time, when an emergency comes up in my life, I don't have to worry about it. Amen. I'm glad that I can live my life in a way. Amen. That when my daughter calls me and says one of my grandkids have gotten hurt, that I ain't got to worry about asking God to forgive me and put me back in a right relationship with him so I can get into heaven on behalf of my grandchildren. You need to make up your mind this morning. How are you going to live? Who's going to be your God? How are you going to live your life? You need to make up your mind. How are you going to live your life? And Tanner, I know you. I'm going to pick on you. You're the one probably no telling where in the world you're going to go. And that's literally. He could get all over the world. Whether they send you to Europe or somewhere, you take Liberty Free Will Baptist Church with you, and you take Jesus with you, and you live your life so that everybody knows that Tanner Sellers is a Christian. Cammy, you do the same thing wherever you go. Kayla, Alyssa, do the same thing wherever you go. Lord, I hope the Lord don't send y'all way over here. I'd like for y'all, some of y'all to stay. But let me ask you a question. What's your choice this morning? What's your choice this morning? See, the choice is heaven or hell. There ain't no other place. The Catholics can tell you all they want to. There's no such place called purgatory. The Bible says when you die as a tree falls, that's how it's going to lay. What's your choice this morning? Gavin, you and Olivia come back.